The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. I asked the Lord, what is on your precious heart today? He answered me, my children do not draw close to me. They keep their distance as if I were a stranger. My bride as well nervously approaches me. My dearest, my darling, my bride, for what reason do you fear me? What have I done to you to make you feel afraid of me? Is it those little shortcomings and sluggishness? Is that what makes you cautious when approaching me? Do you not know that I long for your embrace? Yes, I see that you struggle with being lazy, but understand, all of you are under tremendous oppression to dampen your spirits and make you lethargic. This is what the enemy has sown in my precious gardens. I'm well aware of all the forces aligned against you. And do you for one moment think I am lacking in compassion? Surely not. Why? Because I know your hearts, and your hearts are from me. I want to say that we've been a little lazy in spiritual warfare, but that's changing. He continued, you have made the decision not to allow anything in this world to come between us. I know this is your heart, but when you are least expecting it or lose your vigilance over yourself, the enemy takes real advantage of your weaknesses and lapses. Understand that I sympathize with you and am constantly alerting you to the condition of your soul so that you might counteract it. Please pay attention to that. What does Satan feel like? What kind of environment does he feel like? Hopelessness, despair, lukewarmness, restlessness, antagonism, impatience, scrutinizing the faults and shortcomings of others, wanting to withdraw and indulge in your candy, videos, food, etc. When you begin to feel a strong draw to these things, ask yourself, where are you stuck? Because it is only when you are bored or feel overwhelmed that you reach out to those things. Rather than that, take stock of what's troubling you and apply the remedies you've been taught. On that note, that's exactly what happened to me last night. I wanted a distraction, and the Lord helped me recognize it. So instead of giving in, I pressed in, and a very sweet sound came forth, very sweet melody and patch on my keyboard. Understand that it is when you are very near a breakthrough, dear ones, that the enemy tries to make you tired and quit. Or he will try to distract you with a phone call or organizing project. These are his tactics to snag you away from what you're supposed to be doing. You know, someone will show up at the door and have a problem. Or one of your pets will get sick. I mean, the ways that Satan takes us off track are numerous. The Lord continued, you can put your foot down and refuse to follow his nefarious suggestions, or you can reason your way through it. What was this time meant for? What would please Jesus the most now? That's what I was asking myself last night. Ask these questions and follow up with your actions. Don't allow yourself to be lulled into complacency. My tender ones, do you not know that every idle word, idle pursuit, idleness in general will have to be accounted for? Especially if you are in the midst of opportunity. And this part is me. I know that last night it came to mind that I would have to account for all the great things the Lord has provided for me to work on music. I had just recently gotten the card, from those who have been given much, much will be required of them. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the servant that buried his talent and produced no return for his king. That ends in outer darkness where there is wailing and gnashing of teeth. In that moment, I recounted what I had been given, a loving community that takes care of me and Father, a warm house with a perfect view into my beloved spruce and aspen trees, a world-class keyboard, inspiration galore, food and vitamins, heat and water. Everything I need to create has been provided for me. All that is needed is incentive and applying myself. Shall I appear before the Lord with empty hands, or shall I appear before him with bushel baskets of souls who were drawn to him through my music? Each of us is empowered to contribute to the kingdom. Woe to the lazy servant who lived off the sheep but did nothing for them. That was the Lord. He continued, "You were right, beloved. I would not put it to you so harshly, but in reality, that's what it boils down to. You are so right. And what about the rest of you? What are you doing to bring souls to me? How are you spending your free time? Are you complaining about the weather or excited about what I'm calling you to do and the people you're meeting? Examine yourselves, dear ones. Understand that when you are fully engaged and excited, you run to me and I run to greet you. Examine yourselves, dear ones, and get back on track. Take a stark look at how you waste the time allotted to you. Repent and make amends. Produce fruits in keeping with righteousness, and you will cease to have trouble connecting with me. There will be no guilt hanging over your head, no shame or fear of correction. You will just have unspeakable joy in bringing in the harvest. Come now, turn this dead time into life and receive my joy."